Shakira.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Wonnie Weekly Update. Here's some events to look forward to this week. On Monday, November 10th, join the Counseling Center for Coffee with the Counseling Center, happening from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in Hunt Union by reception.
On Monday, November 10th, from 9 to 10 at the Waterfront, go see Chuck's Comedy Club with Kenny Mock.
On Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m., join SUNY Oneonta for a Veterans Day celebration in the Waterfront in Hunt Union.
On Tuesday, November 11th from 5:30 to 7:30, join the SUNY Oneonta Badminton Club for a badminton singles tournament in which the winner can get a $50 Amazon gift card.
Also happening on Tuesday, join SUNY Oneonta for the Red Dragon Reading Series in the Martin Mullen Gallery in the Fine Arts Building. This will be happening from 7 to 9 p.m. As always, join Activities Council for Trivia Tuesday, happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater.
On Wednesday, November 12th, from 5:30 to 7, join women's basketball as they take on Hartwick at Dewar Arena. And right after, stay to watch men's basketball also take on Hartwick from 7:30 to 9 in Dewar Arena.
On Thursday, check out the book drive from 2:30 to 5 p.m. in the Fitzell Lobby.
On Thursday, November 13th, from 6:30 to 8, join Hooked on Tonics for their coffee house, $4 entry fee at the door, in the Hunt Union Water Room.
Also happening on Thursday, go see the Mask and Hammer Theater Club's production of Scampino, happening from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. in the Goodrich Theater. Find tickets online on Campus Connection. On Friday, join OK Crew for their K-pop dance workshop. This will be happening from 4 to 5 p.m. in Fine Arts 103.
On Friday, November 14th, from 6 to 7:30, join the Physics and Astronomy Club for a public observing at the SUNY Oneonta Observatory happening at College Camp.
Also happening on Friday is Mask and Hammer Club's production of Scapino, happening from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. in the Goodrich Theater.
On Saturday, November 15th, from 7 to 9 at Dewar Arena, come watch men's basketball as they take on Wheaton College from Massachusetts.
On Saturday from 8 to 10:15, join Activities Council for their showing of Saturday Soundscape, Madonna Sticky and Sweet Tour from 2015. This will be happening in the Red Dragon Theater. Lastly, on Sunday, make sure you check out Mask and Hammer's production of Scapino, happening from 2 to 5 p.m. in the Goodrich Theater. This has been your Wonnie Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. For more information about these events, check out Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked, everyone. Hello, everybody. This is Ava Hurtis, and this is the first episode of Sour Girl on Wonnie 90.9 FM. A little bit about me before I start is, well,
What do I say about myself? Well, I definitely love listening to a bunch of different music, different genres, all that. I like to play my music for people because I feel like, I don't know why I'm being shy, guys. Hi. You all know me. I'm not shy. I love talking my mouth off, so, you know. So a little about what I'm going to be playing today is I'm going to be playing a bunch of songs that I've had on repeat lately or some of my all-time favorites. So hopefully we all enjoy these and, you know, let's get into it. The first song I'm going to be playing is Vanity by 18 Visions. They were like my favorite band from me being 15 years old to now. So, you know, we're going to get into it and I hope you guys enjoy. All right. Hey guys, well, I really hope you enjoyed the song because that is legit one of my all-time favorites. Fun fact about 18 Visions is when I first started getting into them, I went to, shout out to Mr. Cheapos in Mineola. I went to Mr. Cheapos and I was talking to the lady there and I was like, yeah, like I love this CD, buying 18 Visions album Obsession. And she's like, you're not going to like this band when you're older. Well, I'm 18 now and they're still one of my favorites. So I don't know what she was talking about, but that's a little quip I had about 18 Visions. Next, we're gonna go into Acid Bath. Now they're like super popular now. Everybody recently gone to Acid Bath. They reunited recently. I think they're a great band. So we're gonna get into it and play The Mortician's Flame in 3, 2, 1. Hey guys, it's me again. So that was the Mortician's Flame by Acid Bath. Like I said, another one of my all-time favorites. They're great. Check out their whole album, When the Kite String Pops. Their second album, I do love it. There's some great hits, but When the Kite String Pops really is just such a classic. It's really good. My personal favorite is Jezebel. Unfortunately, it's not radio safe, but, you know, we play them, though. So next up, I'm going to be playing from a band called Portraits of Past. They're pretty underground. I'm not sure if anyone's ever listened to them. I found them a few years ago. They're really cool. This is going to be Implications of a Sinkhole Personality by Portraits of Past from their album Discography. That's all they have released, sadly, but, you know, let's get into it. All right. So the song was just about finishing up, so I figured I'd just shut it down a little early. I really like Portraits of Past. I think they're a great band. Their whole album discography, really good. I also like their song Bang Your Head, but this is my all-time favorite Portraits of Past song. Fun fact about Portraits of Past is my senior year of high school, I had a teacher named Mr. Parker, and in his class, he had this project for our like final, and it was like relating three songs to the main character of the story that we read. And I chose this song because the character of the book that we read was kind of like a sociopath, which reminded me of a sinkhole personality, which I'm not sure what a sinkhole personality is, but that was literally giving the protagonist of the book. So I guess Mr. Parker, he definitely listened to the song. I hope he liked it. So that's all I really have to say about that. Next up, though, we have a band called Every Time I Die. I really like them. They're awesome. I consider them like hardcore metalcore mix. They're really good. This song is going to be Emergency Broadcast System, coming at you right now. All right.
I hate this city.
Right, since I played so many longer songs before, that was a little shorter one, cutting that out a little early. I don't know if it's just me, but all of this heavy music is giving me a little bit of a headache. So now we're going to go into something a little softer and regardless, one of my favorites. I don't know if anybody's ever watched the movie The Crow, one of my all-time favorites and my mother's all-time favorite. Shout out to Mom. I know she's listening. This song is from the Crow soundtrack, and the band who performs it, they actually are in the movie singing this song. It's going to be Time Baby 2. The one that actually appears on the soundtrack is Time Baby 3. There's like four different recordings of this song out there, but this is my personal favorite and also technically the one they performed in the movie. So without further explanation, let's get into this. It's time.
Oh,
I hope you all enjoyed that little tune. I realized that although I was talking about the band a lot, I failed to mention the name of the band that sings Time Baby 2, and that's going to be Medicine. I think that Medicine is like, they remind me a lot of Cocteau Twins. I know everybody, a lot of people listen to Cocteau Twins, so if you like them and you're looking for a band similar, or the Sundays, I would definitely check out Medicine. They're really great. Their album, The Buried Life, incredible. This was off of their album Falls. I believe it came out in 2019, but I think it was stuff that was like recorded way earlier. Because Time Baby 2, that was played in The Crow, and that movie came out in 1997. So, a little fun fact for you guys. Next, we're going to go into one of my personal favorites, one of my family's favorites, grew up on her. This is going to be Bjork with her song Come to Me from her album Debut. Everybody loves Debut. So do I. You know, Bjork's life, Bjork's love. Let's get into it.
Protect you.
That was Come to Me by Bjork, again off of her first album as a solo act debut. I also want to note that Bjork's group before this, the Sugar Cubes, are just as incredible. They also have a male singer alongside Bjork, and I always recommend the Sugar Cubes to the people. I always recommend the Sugar Cubes to people because I think that they're a great band. They're just so interesting, and obviously anything Bjork does is incredible. Literally, as I said before, grew up on her. I used to have this sticker of her on her album cover. I believe it was the Volta album cover, where she's in like that crazy suit. I used to have that on my desk as a kid, so I'll always remember and correlate her with my childhood. Next up, though, we have a song called Only Love Could Break Your Heart by Saint Etienne. I only got into this song recently. I heard it one day and it sounded familiar. I'm sure I've heard it in the past. I'm sure you've heard it in the past. It's been on the radio. It's an incredible song. It's super poppy. It's intriguing. I might cut it a little short though because the last end is a little... It's not really my vibe, but the beginning, incredible. The chorus, great. So let's jump right in. Like I said, I was going to cut this song a little short because the rest of the song goes on like that. And there's a bunch of other tunes I'd rather get everybody to listen to. Next up, we're going to be playing one of my personal favorites. I discovered her my senior year. She definitely means a lot to me. Also, my namesake on Spotify, guys. This is going to be Katie Jane Garside, also known as Lala Shwari. This is going to be Roadkill off of her album Lullabies and Glass Wilderness, which is one of the best albums, like cover to cover. Absolutely incredible. I think that everybody should listen to Lala Shwari. She's just ethereal. So without further ado, let's listen to my girl Lala Shwari with Roadkill. Thank you. That was Lala Shwari, also known as Katie Jane Garside's song, Roadkill. I know earlier I mentioned that Lala Shwari is my Spotify namesake, which actually reminded me, if anybody is interested, I am going to have the songs played on this episode on my Spotify account. I don't want to completely dox the name of my Spotify account, so if anybody is interested in that, just shoot me a text, send me a DM, and I'll send it to you. I think that all the songs that we've played today are pretty special. As I aforementioned earlier, this episode's going to be a little different from the rest of mine. It's an introduction to the type of music I listen to, all the different genres, although I am only playing a few today for the sake of time. But I think that all the songs here are really tight, really solid. And if anybody wants to re-listen to them, if you miss the name of a song or whatnot, just let me know, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Next up, though, we're going to be playing some Nicole Dahlinganger. Fun fact about Nicole Dahlinganger, I really didn't like her when I was younger. I didn't like her voice. I thought that she sounded scary. She reminded me of, like, a baby doll, I'd say. But now that I'm older, I could finally appreciate her and all of her art. This is Poacher's Pride, her most popular song off of her most popular album, Natural Born Losers. Also one of her best, might I say. And let's just get into this because I love this song. You love this song. Let's get into it. Right. Again, that was Poacher's Pride by Nicole Dahlinganger. Unfortunately, our time's going to be up soon, so I might not get to all of the songs that I initially wanted to play, but I definitely want to get to the next two. The first one we got up, this is a special request from my dad. He asked me a little while before the show started to play the song, and this is going to be Between the Bars by Elliott Smith. And let's just get into it, because Elliott Smith's one of my personal favorites. He has such an angelic voice, and rest in peace. He was just honestly such a beautiful soul. So this is going to be Between the Bars from Either Or by Elliott Smith.
Drink up, baby. Stay up all night with the things you could do. You won't, but you might. The potential you'll be that you'll never see. The promises you'll only make. Drink up with me now and forget all about the pressure. Them away, the images stuck in your head. People you've been before that you don't want around anymore, that push and shove and won't bend to your will. I'll keep them still. Drink up. Kiss you again between the bars where I'm seeing you there with your hands in the air, waiting to finally be caught. Drink up one more time and I'll make you mine, keep you alive deep in my heart, separate from the rest.
That was Between the Bars by Elliot Smith, one of my personal favorites. Elliot Smith, like I said, beautiful soul, beautiful voice. He's one of the most incredible singer-songwriters of the 90s, 2000s. I think that everybody should listen to Elliot Smith because his lyrics are so beautiful and captivating as well. That's all I really have to say about him. I could gush, but for the sake of time, I won't. And sad is the sorrow that I have that we only have one more song up for you guys. This last one's gonna be a hard hitter, though. This is going to be Venus in Furs by the Velvet Underground.
shiny leather, shiny leather. Does await you. Strike, dear mistress, and cure his heart. Severin, Severin, speak so slightly. Severin, down on your bended knee. Taste the whip in love not given lightly. Taste the whip, now bleed for me. Servant comes and bells, please don't forsake him. Strike, dear mistress, and cure his heart.
That was Venus in Furs by the Velvet Underground. One of my favorite bands, might I add. I feel like I don't really talk about the Velvet Underground as much as I do my other favorite bands. They're self-titled with Nika, one of my favorite albums of all time. I have it on vinyl. It's in my room, my dorm room. It's a fantastic album. I love Lou Reed. He's a lyrical genius. The Velvet Underground is just an incredible band. They worked very closely with The Doors, you know, all that jazz. And sadly, I did want to play a Doors song, but you know, let's do it. Let's play a short Doors song. So we're gonna actually try to sneak in, break on through to the other side. Yeah, let's do it. All right, come on, guys. We're gonna fit in this last song.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Come on.
Sadly, I didn't get to play the whole song, but alas, that was my final song. That was Break On Through to the Other Side by The Doors. Absolute classic. If you knew me when I was 15, I never stopped talking about Jim Morrison. The Doors were my biggest passion, my biggest obsession. I have two different Jim Morrison shirts for my mom. But with that was my last song. You guys will have to tune in next week to see what I play next. Starting next week, by the way, they're going to be themed episodes. I'm not doing mixed genre episodes anymore. It's going to be specific, and you'll just have to tune in next time to find out. Also, shout out to all of my lovely family members and all of my friends who listened today. I really, really appreciate you guys, especially my mom, my dad, hopefully my sister. My grandmother, my friends, I love you all so much with every inch of my heart, and I hope you all have an incredible night. And with that, I say goodbye. Bye, guys.
Fell off the earth and landed on the moon.
Wow, look how nice outside it is today. It'll be a great day to just sit back, relax, and listen to the radio.
12 seconds later.
You know what? I changed my mind. It's too cold. Let's go listen inside. No matter what the weather is outside, you can still listen to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio. Stay cool, stay warm, and keep it locked.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to